the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigerian FM. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing today? It's Thursday, a beautiful Thursday. And surprisingly, yesterday I discovered Harmattan is back. And I'm wondering, Harmattan, what did you forget that you returned? Maybe Harmattan has a lover that he forgot in December and early part of January and said, you know, since it's the season of Valentine, how about I go and make up with this, my lover? And Harmattan is back to rekindle that relationship. I experienced it yesterday, today, this morning, my God, the weather was cold and the Harmattan is Harmattaning. And if you did your laundry, you're most certainly guaranteed that they will get dry in due time. My name is Denise Dennis Walu, and I'm excited to be here. Yes, special thanks to Constance Mega for standing in for me yesterday on the sunny side. I'm back today, and what that simply means is we'll have conversations from now up until 3 p.m., starting with our first conversation for today, helping one another in period of hardship. Yes, that's the conversation. And that will run up until 1 p.m. And then there'll be trending stories at 1. Then there is follow the money at 1 through to 1:30. Then there is an SDN program, which will be focusing on youth participation in the 2023 River State election. So we'll be expecting guests for the entire 1 o'clock, 2 to 3 o'clock hour. But by 2 p.m., we would have the Nigeria Dental Association here in the studio with us on mind, body, and soul as we talk about gum diseases. And that will be the end of the sunny side today. How about that? Cool, right? Okay, so do stick with us. And do remember that for every of our conversations, you can join via our social media handles, specifically on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And you can call 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. So yesterday I had to go to a lot of places, and I was taking note. My first stop was at hospital. From hospital, I went to somewhere else. From there, I went to what's it called now? Salon. From salon, I went to supermarket. From supermarket, I went to a mother and baby shop. And that was where my journey ended. I had quite a stressful day yesterday, I must say. I think before I eventually got into the house and settled, we're talking about past 9. Yes, past 9 thereabout. Now, from all of these places I visited, I noticed something. And what was that thing I noticed? Hardship. Yes, indeed, Nigerians are going through hardship this period. You know, not having access to your money when needed, fuel scarcity, hiking food prices. Oh my God. I sat at the salon for roughly 1 hour plus because I had to lose my hair, wash my hair, and then have my hair weaved. You know, very nice life. You're watching me live. You see the very nice thing the salon lady tried to do. I don't know why she was doing all these plenty designs. I just wanted something simple, you know. And the salon doubled as a point of sales center. What it simply means is they were offering the services of collecting money from you and transferring to your account, or giving you money when you transfer to their account. But mostly what was happening was people wanting to withdraw money. And there was the, oh, is the money still legal tender or not? And so when I stepped into the salon, I saw the lady with a lot of 1,000 naira note, old currency. And I asked her, "Madam, are you aware that this money ceased being legal tender as at 10 February. She said, but how she go do now? So now the money we then see. See, as it stands now, she cannot kill herself. That if the thing wants to turn to a tissue paper in her hands, it should go ahead because she cannot start breaking her brain. I also saw bundles of 50, 50 naira notes and 100, 100 naira notes. And I'm like, okay, good thing you have 50, 50 naira and 100, 100 naira. So at least you can hold on to this one till further notice. I said, have you thought about going to the CBN to deposit this money? And she said, oh, well. She doesn't know if she'll be able to. However, she knows of someone at Nkpolu who collects these old notes from you and will now take a percentage of the money, and the person will now be the one to go through the stress of going to the CBN to deposit the cash. And the person was charging as much as 5,000 naira for a 40,000 naira deposit. And she said she tried to deposit the money with her bag. Say, take 3,000. And this guy said, lie, lie. If it is not 5,000, I'm not collecting. So if she gives him 40,000 naira old note, she's only guaranteed of getting 35,000 naira. So 5,000 naira goes to the guy. And there was one other lady that came pleading. All she had was 3,400 naira. And she wanted the money to be transferred to her account. And this guy insisted that he's collecting 700 naira from this said lady, hence is not doing the transfer to her. She begged, say, take 300 naira. He said no. Say, take 400 naira. He said no. Say, but if you collect 700 naira from this small money, what will I now be left with? It's not like there is money anywhere. The guy insisted. She said, oh yeah, take 600 naira. He said no. And he collected the 700 naira and did a transfer of 2,700 naira to her account. And this is me thinking, how have we as Nigerians added to this hardship that we are, you know, talking against or talking about? Now, I was also made to understand, allegedly, that someone at the so-called CBN had an agreement with this said guy, this said POS guy, that for every 1 million naira old note he brings, he stands the chance to gain 100,000 naira. So if he brings in 100 million naira old notes, the person he is handing over the money to, who will now, you know, put it in the account, gains 100,000 naira. So what this simply means is people are leveraging on the hardship of others to make money, right? Now, that's not about the saloon. People came, tried to withdraw, and she was honest with them. What I have is old notes, so you go take, I'll be you no go take. And she was being fair, you know, with her prices. For 3,000 naira, she was taking 300 naira and all that and all that. And for some people, when they come, she said, but they won't collect this money from me. She'll say, I have old 50, 50 naira. I mean, they're still legal tenders. I have 100, 100 naira. Will you take that one? And they said, yeah. And you can see how people were packing 50, 50 naira and 100, 100 naira. Why am I sharing this story with you? People are suffering. Someone could not afford to pay for keke and almost fought with the keke rider because of this lack of or scarcity of currency, as it were. Now, some people that tried to come and withdraw a transfer could not because their network from the bank was not working. Hardship. Now, that was that about that. Then I went to a supermarket to buy things, and I discovered that some things were very expensive. And I said, you know what? There's another supermarket further down the road. How about I go check them out? And I did. Now, when I got there, I discovered that what I had seen for 4,200 naira in the first supermarket was being sold for 2,600 naira in the second supermarket. What I saw being sold for 1,800 in the first supermarket was being sold at 1,300 naira in the other supermarket. What I saw being sold for 1,100 naira in the previous supermarket was being sold for 1,000 naira in the other supermarket. In fact, the prices, the hiking prices, it shocked me. And I'm like, wait, oh. And I've been patronizing this supermarket because I felt like this was the only one close to my house. Meanwhile, this other one, which is not that far from my place, is selling cheaper. What did I understand from all of these things? While this other supermarket was leveraging on the current situation to make more money, the supermarket further down the road was being fair with their prices. And it occurred to me, on one hand, we can talk about the problems from now till after the general elections. Oh, things are hard. Oh, everything is not fine. You know, people are making things hard for us and all of that. We can blame the government from now up until tomorrow. But is the government really to blame when we as individuals take it upon ourselves to literally leverage on hardship of other people? And on the other hand, we can start talking solutions. And by this time, not solutions from the government, but people-generated solutions to the ongoing hardship. So away from just preaching love your neighbor as you love yourself salmon, and moving on to practice it, in what ways can Nigerians help one another in this period of hardship? In what ways, it's a very straightforward question. In what ways can Nigerians, when I say Nigerians, I'm talking about you and I. In what ways can Nigerians help one another in this period of hardship? Or better still, you don't want to help one another, that's fine, that's okay. But how then do you not add to the hardship? If you can answer that question as well, I think that will be fine. The number to call, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Now, because we have limited time for this conversation, I'd like for you to just tell me your name, where you're calling from, and dive straight to the point. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Hi, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from
Okuba. Michelle, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
For this program, I think everybody is involved. You know, first of all, as you said that we can go on and on and continue to blame the government.
Mm.
But at this point in time, we should prefer solutions.
Yes.
Or talk about on how we'll make the problem worse.
Mm.
But before I give a solution, I would first of all say that the government made the level playing ground. They set the template. So the wickedness we are experiencing now.
Mm.
That fellow humans like us, our neighbors, our friends, that are doing QS, that are running point of sales, service,
mm.
are using it to leverage, to suffer their fellow humans. Now, this is the solution I will give. People doing point of sale, I know the RCTC is going to get the money from the bank. Likewise, we that are not doing it, we face a lot of challenges. But for the transaction of Tanzania, like I went to my neighbor that is doing POS. I wanted to pay $2,000. Guess how much I paid?
How much?
I paid $750 for $2,000.
So you're left with just $1,250.
I'm telling you, the woman, she's even hearing my voice because I'm talking to you.
Okay.
I needed money desperately, mm. and I took it.
Wow.
But in other places, it might not be that way. Mm. Some people will just take a deal before you know it to cause problems. Mm. The point of safety people should help us. We are not the government. They see us every day. Me, I'm not doing a point of sale business.
Mm.
But I'm all doing other business. How would they feel if maybe just because now the government has made it this way, you're enjoying from it,
mm.
you're benefiting from it. Things can turn around. And sometimes, imagine my services. If I don't offer, I will be safe.
Mm.
So they should try as much as possible to make it lenient. If it is $5,000, you can take $500. How would I be paying $2,000? I want to do $2,000. I pay $750.
Wow.
It is just so. I just regret being in Nigeria. That is in every situation. So this is
All right.
It has never been this hard.
At all.
You understand?
All right. So one solution he's preferring is don't charge too much. I think that's what I understood from everything he's said so far. Don't charge too much. Point of sales people. You know how it's funny when you're giving old notes and you're still charging high and the person is saying, wait, so is it not old notes you're giving to me like this? And they say, uh-huh. Is it not the one that is available? You know the attitude that comes with it. And that's why I'm saying, so wait, how can we help ourselves? Because trust me, I don't think the POS operator is having it any easier. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I mean, the extra profit you make from the suffering of someone, I don't think you get a good day, because at the end of the day, all of us are still under the same, you know, say there's a proverb. Is it a proverb now or an adage that says, all of us under the same sky. The sun is hitting everybody. I don't think it's hitting any other person any differently. When it rains, the rain will touch all the roof. So you may be profiting from this whole hardship. However, you would have to suffer it somewhere else. I don't know where you're going to suffer it, but some way, somehow, you're going to get entangled. So maybe it's more money for you, but when you go to the market, you still face the problem of hiking price. And hiking price is still occasioned by fuel scarcity and scarcity of the Naira notes. So if I don't have money to purchase more goods, it means the ones that I have currently, I would have to increase the price. So, you know, I increase profit. So some way, somehow, we all will be affected. Someone says, good afternoon. The youth ministry of my church today, in the spirit of love and cause of hardship experience in the country, is giving out food items to the youth. Wow. Didi, I feel so happy that this is coming up at a time like this. Joshua Ubong from Chantamadi. Interesting. So they're giving out free food. That's nice. That's nice. Because there's hardship, Abby. Nigerian food.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Afternoon.
Go ahead. Yes.
Go ahead. My name is Baron. I'm calling from Real Estate.
Baron, you're welcome.
Yeah, there is something I needed to contribute in. I just tuned in now and I discovered something. Yeah. You know, people, when we are talking about the scarcity of this cash, you know, in some cases, I found out that these POS operators, we don't need to blame them much. Are you getting me?
Okay.
Why I don't need to blame them?
Like I said, we are moving from talking the problem and talking blames to talking solutions.
Okay,
so we understand why these things are the way they are. Let's not pretend like we've not had these conversations over time. So let's move on to solutions.
Okay.
You and I, how do we help lessen the hardship? How do we help ourselves make it easier for one another? Because we are all under the same sky, suffering the same suffering.
Okay, the only people that would have helped us, to my understanding, we're talking about the government that was supposed to help us.
Like I said, there's no help coming from the government now. So let us start looking for help ourselves. How about
The little help I see, like for instance, the way I actually do get cash. You know, initial time they were collecting 200, 300 naira per 1,000. So I had to, there was a time I started coming and I had to walk to her and say, see, my dear, it's difficult though, it's hard though. So with the way I talk, I approach her, she said, yes, you know, that even herself, she's feeling pain even while collecting that high charges from people.
Okay.
Understand?
Okay.
So she says, okay, now, that it's not as if it's in her mind, that she's not happy collecting it, but it's hard to get it, that she has to go bribe people, pay people higher to get so that she can be able to still be in business when people come. You look as if you're doing something.
Okay.
So she started, she reduced it by herself. She said, okay, since it's that way, let me be taking 150 from you. Oh, don't pay anybody.
Okay.
Because of the way you approach me.
Okay.
But some people, when they come, they talk as if she purposely wants to, she's just using it to escort money from them. So it's just, the thing is, it's complicated. It's so annoying.
Okay. So how can we help one another? That's the question again.
The only way we can help one another is for us to, if it's for government to listen to us, to all of us to just march.
Okay. All right then. Nigerian for good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Zion, good afternoon.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome.
Thank you for this discourse. We can all help ourselves. boycott this policy and live well. Are you going to work and you're driving? Can you just carry 3-4 persons in your vehicle and stop them by the next bus stop? You're coming back from work. Can you give them a lift?
Okay.
Can you assist one or two persons with their transport fare? Oh, I'm not going that direction. Can you just take this 500 and support yourself? And most of all, that stash this money at home. Can you just bring it out and allow the POS person to operate and work with it? There is one evil I saw in the land, and it cost me so much. Individuals will bring this money to POS operators, sell the money to the POS operators. Evil. And they are happy. We are catching out. We are happy. We are making money. Now our time will be. Pure evil. That is why you see most of these operators, instead of giving you for the 100, 200 operations they normally do, because somebody sold the money to them, they are now also adding more money, 2,000 for 10,000 naira, because somebody gave them for 10,000
for 1,000
to get you up to make more money
so,
for
so,
themselves.
So how about I have this money in surplus, and maybe for some reason I don't need it immediately. What if I ask, who needs new Naira notes? I have. Transfer to my account and take it. Would that not be helping as opposed to selling it?
That is what makes us Nigerians. That is what makes us brothers. 2 weeks ago, I tried it in my house. 200 to two different operators. Actually, by the grace of God, the business I do, we have access to this cash. People normally come, they bring the Japanese cash. To normally separate the new Naira note. So I heard that the fees this guy was charging was, I think, 3,000 Naira. And I spoke up to him. I said, I don't want you to do this. Both of you take 100K. Just give it for normal price. And we started doing business like that. Really, I'm not charging them. Just transfer my balance to me. You take the cash. Suddenly, I now hear that these guys are asking for 2,000 Naira for 10,000. I woke up to them. I gave you this money for free and you are selling it for 2,000 Naira. Either you return my money, I have a problem with you here. We came to an agreement, of course. So, you see, I have done my part.
Okay.
There are other uncles and aunties who have this money, piling up, doing nothing wrong. They are just watching and we are suffering. And you, Mr. Taxi Driver, can you accept this Naira note? And we as individuals, do you know that we can... This currency can be circulating among us, and nothing will happen in this country. We are obeying the Supreme Court judgment.
Okay.
The Supreme Court judgment.
Thank you.
We circulate the money ourselves.
Thank you so much. Hello, presenter. A lot of people do misinterpret information. Please, it is true that one is not going to accept the 1,000 Naira, 500 Naira notes because a lot of persons are rejecting it. I stay around Egbule. And for the money, someone says 5K for 3K. It's not nice. New currency for this amount. As far as we're concerned, as at the latest report, only the old 200 Naira note remains legal tender up until the 10th of April 2023. What that means is that the 1,000 Naira note, 500 Naira notes, the old ones, cease to be legal tenders as at 10th of February. And that is why the CBN is saying all old notes between the 15th and 17th of February should be deposited at the CBN, not the commercial banks now, at the Central Bank of Nigeria in the different states of the Federation. Where was I? I was going to read some WhatsApp messages and, of course, some Facebook messages. Please talk to the public. Some persons are just making life so unbearable. K. Odu says, thank you so much. Price controls are government mandated minimum or maximum prices set for specific goods and services. Price controls are put in place to manage the affordability of goods and services in the market. Minimums are called price floors, while maximums are called price ceilings. In America, whom we copy our democracy from, in letter but not in spirit, can implement a price control regime over certain goods and services, why are we not to follow suit? I still blame the government for not having having a mechanism in place to curb exorbitant prices of common goods and services. Okay, we can continue to blame them, or we can find solutions ourselves. How about that? Good afternoon, Mrs. Walu. We are not being fair to ourselves. Nigerians seize every opportunity to turn others to slaves. Imagine that I went to a point of sales to make withdrawal and I was charged 1K for 5K. The next day, I went to the same POS point to make deposit of 10K and she said I should pay 1K for it. Is that not wickedness? Please, are there POS owners, have mercy on us. I'm Ike from Alu. Thank you, Ike. So we have a commercial break coming up. I do not think after this commercial break we may be able to come back. Oh, we should. I think we have about 1 minute and some seconds to come back and round up this conversation, and that will be all. Remember, we're talking helping ourselves as Nigerians in this period of hardship, as opposed to adding to the hardship. Away from talking problems, how about we start talking solutions? Just stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
So let me quickly say this as we round off. Everybody can help anybody. I think Mrs. Aya made a point by saying it's possible to give your neighbor a lift, knowing fully well that it may be hard for them to get transportation to their destination. For those of you who sell, you trade, you have customers, you know them. You know that patapata, they cannot run away with your money. In a situation where it's almost impossible for them to make payments via transfer or via their cards, how about you let them go with the goods, with the belief and the trust and the faith in them that they will come back and pay you your money? It is possible, because some of you who even sell perishable goods may not be able to sell all those things if everybody doesn't have the naira to pay or cannot make a transfer. People need to eat. People need to hustle. People need to make ends meet. And the onus lies in you and I to practice what we preach. Love your neighbor as you love yourselves. My name is Denise Aniswalu. We are Nigeria Info. Thanks for being a part of this.